The world has been shaken. I mean, obviously, earthquake is the most obvious example. But if you're in a school, we're doing a lot of work right now in Broward County, Florida. Shootings there were Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the whole world, which had seemed safe, no longer does.
Right.
That's a major commonality, whether it's a climate-related disaster, a school shooting, a war. Now, there are other people we work with for whom the world has never been safe. So, for example, Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota, which is a Lakota reservation, tremendous amount of historical trauma. I mean, exploitation and displacement and poverty. And then after that, all the self-inflicted trauma, the alcoholism, trying to cope with the situation and the addiction and the sort of bad behavior. So that's a bit different, where people have never had any safety, or kids or adults who were terribly abused as children. They never, so their world has never been safe. But in either case, what we're trying to do is establish the a safe place for them, and for them to be able to share whatever they need to share, to learn the techniques like the soft belly breathing and the shaking and dancing so they can feel the safety, and then use their imagination to come up with solutions. So you mentioned refugees. One of the early experiments that we do always is we do three drawings in early on. I teach them early on the transformation. Draw yourself with your biggest problem, and draw yourself with your problem solved. So refugees, biggest problem, almost always you see a home burning or bombed. You see them, picture of them in a tent somewhere far away from home. The solution, and often they'll preface doing the drawing by saying, I don't really believe this is going to be true, or I don't know about this, but they will draw themselves with a path back home and to a new house. And, you know, they're skeptical, understandably, but at least the image is there. The possibility has come into their minds. And many of those refugees put those drawings on the wall of their tents. Mm-hmm. Because this is what they're aspiring to. This is what's giving them hope to endure the exile that they're experiencing now. So the commonality is displacement, disruption, continuous anxiety, fight or flight, irritability, remembering the past experiences, having flashbacks, having nightmares, and often feeling withdrawn from other people. Those are all common consequences, even in a place where everybody has experienced the same thing, the same earthquake or the same school shooting or the same fires. Because of parts of our brain that shut down when we're so traumatized, we feel very alone. So those are the commonalities are really most important.
Hello, this is Lynn Fraser with the Killaby Center Radical Recovery Summit. We are so excited to bring you the lineup for January 10th to 19th, 2020. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to see the new headliners for 2020 and to sign up. You can watch free January 10th to 19th or buy an all-access pass.